It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Yeagy. Thank you for being here. We have a delightful guest on today. He's a renowned landscape designer, entrepreneur, author. He's known for his artistic sensibility and luxury design. He's basically a luxury landscape designer. Charges people a lot of money to redesign their landscapes. He started his career with nothing more than a wheelbarrow and has grown into this big empire. He's also the author of Straight Dirt, New York City's premier designer tells it like it is the name of the book. Let's welcome Steve Griggs. Welcome, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Gotta bring the energy today. Let's go.
That's it. You know, we were talking a little bit off camera before we started the recording, and you seem like a pretty interesting guy. And I think what I want to talk about, if we can talk about this, is, you know, how little we underestimate how important experience is in our life. And you've been in business. You've been through the ringer, it sounds like. You've got some success, it sounds like. And let's kind of bring to light all that stuff, because while I think you're a pretty successful guy, I see lots of blueprints and stuff behind you for what you do. I also have a feeling that it always, you know, it isn't always as easy as most people think. So let's kind of start with where you started and how you got to this point, and maybe start with what you do now and how you got to this point.
Yeah. So what we do now in a nutshell is I build cool shit for rich people's backyards. That's kind of like politically incorrect term of what I do. It's what I do. I get to spend their money and I build cool stuff. I bring their backyard vision to life. Basically, I'm their guide, steer them along the way. And we end of the project is they have a beautiful backyard, which raises the value of the real estate, and they enjoy it with their family and they create memories. That's kind of like the nutshell what we do. Definitely hasn't always been this way. You know, I don't even know where to begin. Started with nothing. You know, typical story. Been doing it 40 years, though. That's a long time.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing, Steve, is we always say, oh, typical story. But sometimes people just need to hear the story, right? Like, you probably brushing under the rug some of the lessons you learned in that story over the last 40 years. So, like, what are some of the lessons? Like, you know, you've probably, like, you're probably one of those typical stories, right? That you've hit the rock bottom and then you had to have learned something from that, or you wouldn't have been where you are today. So what happened, if that happened, and then how did you get to today? What are some of the lessons that we can learn from that?
So a couple of good lessons that I think your listeners would really appreciate is, you know, a lot of these new guys that are on in business have not been through a downturn, have not seen 2008. Don't get complacent, my friends. I'm telling you, one thing you learned, if Griggsy ever taught you something, is do not get complacent. 2008, when Lehman Brothers went under and they shut the faucet off. I had a wife and two kids on the car seat that got repossessed. They took the car seats out. They felt bad, but they had to take the cars, you know. So I always keep that in my head. Like, never get complacent. Don't think that you're always too busy not to take care of your clients. You see it all the time. You know, all you have to do is show up, say what you're going to do, what you're going to say at a fair price. And that's the formula for success. Really is. It's not that difficult.
So you went through a situation where your cars got repossessed. They took the car seats, and were you left on the street, or you had a place to live and you made it work from there?
So we had a house. I'm in my house. I didn't lose my house, but they took the car seats out. Like, no, I'll never forget that. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. They were outside with the flashlights.
Really?
Shit. Yeah. Wow. It's in my head, my friend. I'll never forget that.
So this is a lesson that we can learn. Like, even and okay, so I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it seems like there's a bunch of stuff there to unpack. But okay, so here you are today. You run a business making stuff for probably a lot of people on this podcast, you know, helping people transform certain nice things in their life into nicer things in their lives. And you've been through like all the path. Did that give you some empathy, some sympathy for what people go through?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's not an easy thing to go through when you go down. But I think the key is, like, you're going to, you know, you can sit and wallow in it, or you can, like, what are you going to do? I had no choice. You know, kids got to eat. Wife's got, you know, you just have to do it.
Yeah. Did you have a when you went through that period of time, did you have a partner that was like, were in this together, or was it did that create a lot of strife in your relationship?
No. Wife is good. Been married 27 years. That's another key thing to, like, you know, always got to have your back. Like, so this was like the standard things, like, have a good partner, you know, don't give up. Like, it's standard, you know. Oh yeah, anybody else would have packed it up and headed out, you know.
So that happened to you at the time, and there were some economic factors at the time that happened. What were some of the decisions that you actually sat down with your wife and made from that? Because usually, I always say that there's success and then there's learning, right? I don't call it failure, because I think even in your situation, you learned something. You've already shared a couple of lessons that you learned, but you sat down. Did you make a plan? Did you come up with something that said, okay, we're going to go from this where all the trees are burned down and we're going to do replanting somehow. And in 20 years from now, 10 years from now, we're going to have a totally different situation. Take us through some of those decisions. Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a Mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. Take us through some of those decisions.
It wasn't like that. It was mainly like shock and awe, right? It was just like, oh shit, survive. Got to get the food. Got to just keep the lights on. Just, you're not thinking. You're just in survival mode, right?
Yeah. You
know, just go. It wasn't like, okay, let's sit down and plan out the next 10 years. Like, let's figure out how we're going to keep the lights on for the next month, you know?
How'd you do it? How'd you keep the lights on?
Freaking hustle, cold old clients.
That's
the kid thing is, don't, you know, keep those client relationships good, because you never know when you're going to have to go back and say, hey, do you need your weeds pulled or your bushes trimmed? You know, just whatever it took. And that's just from 40 years of like taking care of the clients and keep, you know, if something goes bad, replace a dead bush. It's just customer service.
Yeah, yeah. I read a book a few years ago by Harvey McKay. It was a guy that made $1 zillion in envelopes. And he wrote a really great book called Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty. And it was about exactly what you say, like, take care of your clients, you know, get to know them a lot more personally. Don't take them for granted. And then realize that there's going to be winter. And sometimes we have to go through a winter to get through the spring. I've done that several times in my hedge fund career. And you have to kind of go through that. That's part of the process. But when you go through it, the winning becomes winning again, or the learning becomes winning again, and so you can continue to win. So you just kind of buckled down and you hustled. And one of the things that I hear so often now, at least from younger people, is we've got to work smart, or you got to do what you love. Some of these other adages that sound so cool, right? But you don't. but you don't have the luxury of doing that when you're broke. Right. You don't have the luxury of doing what you love. And it sounds so good. And, you know, la, 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 and unicorns and rainbows. Right. And you just got to do it. Right.
I mean, I've been around a while like you have. Right. You have no hair left. I have a little hair, but that's good. Right. We're going. But yeah, there's no time for that. Like, we're not going to run around the room and start burning sage and wishing the secret, you know, the shit's got to get paid. Like, it's no, you know, yeah. I think action is also good. Like, if you're in like a funk and you're, you know, things are bad, and like, cause everybody goes to just move. I don't care what you do. Just move.
Yeah.
You know, motivation, action, you know, just that whole thing. It's all real, right? You just, you know, positive acts build self-esteem, I've heard, right? So just do the next right thing and you just keep building and building the building blocks till you come out of it.
Right. So take action. So don't quit. Take action, hustle, you know, take care of your customers. Some great lessons there. And when you look back And maybe you look forward, you know, maybe instead of looking back all the time, we could start looking forward. What's next for you? Like, what do you see happening now? What do you want? What kind of goals and how do you fit all that into what's going on in this world right now?
Don't watch the news.
Another lesson. God, lots of nuggets here there, Steve.
I mean, oh my God. Like, it's like, come on, we can just keep going forward. What's next for me now is we're trying to expand the design aspect of it. We had the pleasure of being in Massachusetts, Atlanta, Sacramento. So we're trying to become more international, let's say, you know, as opposed to thinking, yeah, because you can, you know, doing it a while, you build up the credibility and you're able to have your reach go out a lot further, you know, as opposed to just some guys that design online. I see a lot of guys design. You need to really go to the job site and walk the job site. But that's a whole nother, you know.
How do you do that if you've got to go to San Francisco and design somebody's backyard and you're in New York?
Get on a plane.
You do it, huh?
Yeah. Went to Sacramento. Yeah. I just got back a couple months ago. Yeah.
Holy moly.
Listen, wow. When it comes down to it, if they want to pay, I'll go wherever, right?
Wow. So you must can't people find somebody in Sacramento that does what you do? Or are you that awesome?
I don't want to pat myself on the back, but no, think about it though. But like 40 years of doing this, published book, on TV, like you have the credibility. If you're going to spend $300,000 or $400,000 in the backyard, do you want to have a guy that just got out of landscape school? You're trusting them with your home, right? Like you want that shit done right. Otherwise, you put that pool in the wrong spot. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars it can cost you. So why not put the investment up front and make sure it's a peace of mind? Like they know that when I'm there, it's going to be done right. It gives them a sense of peace of mind, as opposed to like people are afraid to spend money, number one, right? People are afraid to spend money and they're afraid of making a wrong mistake. They're just afraid. I don't blame them. Like they're afraid of like, if I give this guy $300,000, this doesn't come out right. What am I going to do? Like it's a big thing. It's your home. It's your family. So you want to make sure you have the right guy for the right job and the right design. You want to take the guesswork out of it, so to speak.
Right. Wow. Lots of good lessons there, Steve. So how could people get a hold of you? And I mean, if one of these wealthy people that's listening to the podcast here wants to get you, how can they get a hold of you and do some business with you?
One real quick last thing is that I wish growing up that I had someone like you explaining some of the stuff that I was never explained.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
I mean, think about it. I don't know stocks. Stocks, bonds, investing. Like it was just never, my father was a construction worker in New York City. So it was never taught in my household. We didn't know, right? So so by having that advantage, a guy like you could be able to teach somebody early on. Like, I mean, if these young guys are listening to this now and they listen to what you say and they just take heed of it. I mean, if I had the internet 40 years ago, I'd be in a different spot. I wouldn't have to still be flying around and doing landscape work, but super important to learn that stuff. And you're not going to learn it in school, my friend.
Wow. Doug, that we could go off on that for a while and maybe we should, but why is it that we don't teach our kids the importance of handling their money? Why don't we know how to negotiate? Why do we not know how to have relationships? Why do we not teach any of this stuff? We know all kinds of stuff about algebra. But, you know, I don't know when the last time you used algebra was, but I don't use it.
I don't know. That's a whole nother topic, I guess, the school system, whatever. But it's mind boggling. My son just graduated college. It's like, I didn't want to okay, you learn business, you learn philosophy, you learn marketing and all that. But you didn't really learn how to the entrepreneur stuff that's in your pocket that you're not going to get in the classroom. Like the stuff that you learn on your podcast. That's it. I mean, you mentioned the word crypto the other day. It's like a foreign language to me, way over my head.
You know, the funny thing is about crypto, and I'll just say this because you brought it up, and that is, you know, I can talk to a lot of people about crypto. I'm a big Bitcoin believer, as you know, if you listen to my podcast, because I think it's the next money. And if it's not, it's a store of value for the current money, and it's probably the best performing asset. It is the best performing asset for the year and over any four-year period over the last 12 years. And so, you know, I believe in it. But when I talk to people about crypto, right? So let's say I meet somebody like you and I start to tell them about crypto, their eyes glaze over. And it's a different thing than talking to people about gold, because gold, people get it. They can hold it. But Bitcoin is the like the new thing, right? You know, it used to be you could hold a picture in your hand, and now your pictures are on your phone, right? So it's a digitization of money. And it takes about 100 hours of research. If you haven't done 100 hours of research, you probably don't understand crypto. And you got to start watching videos. And like you said, all this stuff is available free. And if you just start learning about money, if you just start learning about finance, if you start learning about stocks, and because I use it every day, I don't know about you, I use money all the time. I might as well know how to use the dang thing, right? So that's really, I think, the lesson that I want to take from you there is that, you know, we don't teach it in school, but you don't have to stop there. You can start digging into it and start learning it on your own. There's lots of resources, whether they're free or paid or whatever. And then meeting people like you. I mean, I believe in mentorship. Maybe somebody can meet somebody like you and be mentored because you have a lot of experience in that brain, right?
I don't have the crypto experience. There was
that's all right.
Real quick, there was a guy, one of my clients, he said, come down in the basement. I go in the basement. He goes, and they had computers everywhere. I go, what is this? He goes, I'm mining crypto.
Wow.
I was like, I can talk about trees and bushes and poles, but I'm mining crypto. I was like, yeah, I'm mining crypto. I was like, I don't understand it, but whatever. I'm sure it's a whole thing, and it's complicated. It's definitely complicated.
Well, I always tell people, if you don't learn about crypto now, you're going to learn about it later when you have to use it. So you might as well learn about it now. But it's okay. It's just another, a lot of people look at it as an investment. I don't look at it as investment. I look at it as a place to store your money, as a store of value, that kind of thing. I look at it really as an insurance policy against this crazy world that we're living in. But anyway, we're getting off on that kind of stuff. And
you're like, that's your shtick. That's the hedge fund, the finance. That's your that's your thing. That's your MO. Like, you can probably don't know much about landscaping, maybe, but like, finance is your thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you? If you even want them to get a hold of you,
you can get a hold of me. Call me on my cell phone if you have a landscape question. 914-879-5602. Email steve@stevegriggsdesign.com. Instagram's always fun. Steve Griggs Design.
Wow.
Hey, I'm an old guy, but I'm still trying to learn all the Instagrams. No, I think it's also important to stay ahead of the time, stay with the times, finance, yeah, and all that. And even like the social media and stuff. A lot of these kids were born with it. I wasn't. So I had to learn it, right? Like you said about the finance and the crypto. Learn it. This stuff, I had to be self-taught myself, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, Steve, you're a lot of fun, and I enjoyed our conversation. And guys, if you're listening, watching, get people like this in your circle. You can learn a lot from somebody like this who's been through the ringer, who's got some experience, who's raised some kids, he's had a successful relationship with a wife, and he's got lots of lessons to teach. And that's really important, who we surround ourselves. So let me leave you with this. And you know, I always leave you with this on my podcast. Never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. Thanks again for your time, Steve, and have a great day, everybody.
Mark, have a good one. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.